It is July 22nd, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. NYSE has made two personnel moves, naming Megan Dugan, head of options, and Jim Hyde as head of business development and strategic partnerships, according to a reliable NYSE source. In the head of options role, Dugan replaces Ivan Brown, who quietly left the NYSE prior to the Options Industry Conference. Brown was head of options and business development for NYSE. Both Dugan and Hyde are part of John Herrick's team at NYSE Markets and are well-liked and respected industry professionals. Dugan was interviewed by JLN for the Path to Electronic Trading video series from JLN and MarketsWiki Education and started in the industry at the Pacific Stock Exchange. Hyde is a former vice chairman of the American Stock Exchange. Congratulations to Megan and Jim on your promotions. U.S. President Joseph Biden has contracted the COVID-19 virus, though it is a mild case, the White House said. President Biden shot a video, which there's a link in today's newsletter, to tell the world about it. The second quarter edition of The Trade magazine is now available online and features the incomparable Suparna Vedbrat, global head of trading at BlackRock, on its cover. The CFTC will hold an open meeting on July 27th. Chairman Rostam Benham will deliver remarks and join a conversation on crypto regulation at the Brookings Center on Monday, July 25th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And Commissioner Christy Goldsmith-Romero will participate in a D.C. Bar Derivatives and Futures Law Committee fireside chat on July 25th. 2022 at 12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The 113th Race to the Mackinac is this Saturday. The Chicago Yacht Club Race to Mackinac, presented by Wintrust, is one of the world's largest annual offshore races, drawing top-notch sailing talent from around America and the world. Known as the Mac to everyone in the region, the ultimate test of Great Lakes navigation starts each July off Chicago's Navy Pier, passing through some of the most beautiful coastal waters in the world on the 333 statute mile, that's 289 nautical mile race route. The fleet faces the storms, reefs, calms, and competition that truly make it America's offshore challenge. A 102-year-old World War II veteran says the key to a long and happy life is fine wine and good food, Bloomberg reported. I'm not going to argue with him. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, J.P. Morgan gold trader says boss coached him to lie about spoofing. A J.P. Morgan and Chase & Company precious metals trader said his boss coached him to lie to compliance officials about price manipulating orders and later counseled him against pleading guilty as prosecutors were preparing criminal charges against top executives on the trading desk. Christian Truntz, who spent more than a decade at J.P. Morgan, told a Chicago jury that so-called spoof orders he'd placed and quickly canceled for palladium had sparked a four-hour probe by bank officials. Truntz said Michael Nowak, the managing director who ran the precious metals business, advised him to mislead investigators about his intent to execute the trades. My comment, a good boss coaches and mentors you during your career. A really good boss teaches you how to lie to compliance. On April 27th, 2022, the CFTC took the position in a complaint alleging fraud filed against Archegos and in related settlements with Archegos executives that certain derivatives with returns based on shares of ETFs that track broad-based securities indices such as the S&P 500 are swaps rather than SBSs. In settlements with two senior employees, the CFTC stated in a footnote that because certain swaps in connection with the fraud are based on a broad-based securities index, this matter falls within the CFTC's jurisdiction, and there is a substantially similar language in the Archegos complaint. My comment, covet not thy neighbor's regulatory turf. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Biden's COVID diagnosis is a wake-up call for America. Americans may want to be done with the pandemic, but the pandemic is not done with them. The news that President Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID should serve as a wake-up call for the rest of us. Almost 3 years on, the pandemic is still not going very well. Perhaps it's human nature to put bad news out of mind. Still, one reason so many people have chosen to ignore COVID may be that they are wary and wary of public health authorities. If people admit COVID is still a big problem, they are implicitly giving regulators permission to control their lives once again. But people are tired of lockdowns, mandatory testing, canceled school sessions, and travel restrictions, and so they are fighting back with the ultimate form of nonviolent resistance, forgetting about the issue altogether. My comment, Alexa, set up alarm for America for today at noon.
Music alarms are not currently supported on this device.
Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was Bloomberg's JP Morgan trader spoofed so fast colleagues urged ice on fingers about Greg Smith, who's on trial with two other senior JP Morgan employees for spoofing in precious metals trading. Second was how Troy Kane went from a 14-year-old trading floor clerk to global head of derivatives and FICC development from Insider via Citadel Securities, which was our top story Wednesday. And third was, once again, a picture of the late Ralph Goldenberg with Chris Haymire and Jessica Haymire. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, this from Quartz. The U.S.'s first crypto insider trading case could mean serious trouble for Coinbase. The U.S. government is prosecuting its first ever insider trading case involving cryptocurrencies against a former employee of the crypto exchange Coinbase and two people he allegedly tipped off. Though the alleged scheme may have been an isolated incident, the ramifications could be much more widespread. In addition to criminal charges brought by the U.S. Department of Justice in federal court in Manhattan, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission brought civil charges for securities fraud in federal court in Seattle. Here's a story from the FT. The headline, U.S. charges former Coinbase employee with insider trading. Ishan Wahi and two associates are accused of profiting on internal information on listing decisions. U.S. prosecutors charged a former Coinbase employee and two associates with insider trading in the latest sign of how authorities are stepping up enforcement in the digital asset industry. Ishan Wahi, 32, was charged with sharing with his brother and a friend tips on digital tokens that were due to be listed on Coinbase, according to an indictment unsealed in Manhattan federal court. And then here's another story from Bloomberg. Citadel's Miami Tower offers a chance to put stamp on waterfront. Ken Griffin and developer Sterling Bay are at work on South Florida Tower that will house the billionaires' firms. Ken Griffin's new Miami office tower is shaping up to be developer Sterling Bay's most ambitious headquarters project yet. Sterling Bay, which has more than $20 billion in its development pipeline, is set to build its largest tower with Griffin Citadel. It's one of the few remaining opportunities to make a mark on Miami's waterfront and a rare chance to work with one of the finance industry's biggest titans, who will have the final say over plans. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.